Welcome to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Today we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. You know, that day that we eat turkey. We typically, you know, here in Texas, watch the Cowboys lose a football game. And we sit around and we eat a bunch of food. And we totally forget about what happened. Honestly, now this year, 400 years ago with that first Thanksgiving. You know, we go to these little plays, you know, pre-COVID, and you've got the kids, and they dress up as Indians, they dress up as pilgrims, and you have these little Thanksgiving plays and everything. But what really are we looking at with Thanksgiving, and how is Thanksgiving celebrated around the world? So as we delve into Thanksgiving in this Thanksgiving week, what do you have for us, Wolf?
Well, first of all, I don't think the kids can run around dressed as Native Americans anymore. I think that's been stamped out.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. That's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go to my kids' things at school because they're boring.
Right. Yeah, that's
That's more of mom's thing. I mean, who wants to see any of those little shows that these teachers put on and drag everybody up there? And then, you know, the last thing you want to do, the last one I went to, which is why I don't go anymore, is they had this pretend PTA meeting and they tried to tell us about all this stuff that was going on. I'm like, I'm just here to see my kid sing a song on the stage, and now you're gonna put me through this horrible crap? I don't want to do this anymore. So I don't go anymore.
So Shepherd's Kids, if you are listening to this podcast, we'd just like to say that it's not you, it's the production staff, the choreographers,
yes,
and who's ever responsible for trying to drag 8 minutes entertainment out into a 3-hour event.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, Thanksgiving this year.
Thanksgiving. Here we are. Thanksgiving 2020. Here we are. Let's be thankful for 2020.
Yeah. November 26th this year.
Okay.
So mark that in your calendars. Although if you've actually bought a calendar, which is from within the United States, it should actually have Thanksgiving written in there. So that might be unnecessary.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. So you mentioned it was like 400 years ago.
Yeah, that you got Plymouth Rock, right? And they carved Plymouth Rock as 1620. So it is literally 400 years ago when the Pilgrims showed up.
Yeah.
So here's the 400th anniversary. But of course, you know, Thanksgiving didn't really happen in 1620. But still, almost 400 years ago.
Yeah. Well, the first actual coming together of the colonists, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Native Americans, was actually the year after, 1621.
There you go.
And they shared an autumn harvest feast. And you have to remember, these Plymouth colonists were passengers on the Mayflower, which I believe you know a little bit about.
That's a trucking company in the United States that helps you move, right? That's all I know about the Mayflower. Yeah.
But half of your stuff might get destroyed on the
trip. Pretty much kind of like the Mayflower.
Yeah.
That came over from England.
Now, you had some people on there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You know, I am not a direct descendant of John Billington. All of the genealogy that I have done, I'm back before John Billington's time. I'm back in the 1400s with my line of the Billingtons, but I am related to that same Billington. So when I hear the stories of John Billington, I realize, you know, that makes a lot of sense. The way that our genetics and everything have been carried down with him, because I probably feel the same way he felt when he came over here. And look, we could have a whole podcast, honestly, on John Billington and how he got a raw deal, how there was, even back 400 years ago, fake news where you could go to Plymouth, Massachusetts right now when they still treat the Billingtons bad and everything else. But you know what? We laugh about it at Thanksgiving because if it wasn't for the Billington family, the Pilgrims wouldn't have lasted through the winter. But nobody wants to talk about that.
Right. To be fair, he did murder somebody, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, they deserved it.
It happens.
No, they obviously deserved it. Yeah. But you know, when I took my wife up to Plymouth, Massachusetts, and showed her, you know, the areas that, you know, the Pilgrims came over, and when I took her up there, they were restoring the Mayflower too. They rebuilt the ship. Right. And it was kind of a tourist trap, and they have the Plymouth colony, and they have all these people that are these Mayflower descendants, and they're just hoity-toity coastal elites and all this junk, but they hate the Billingtons. They truly hate the Billingtons. And even when I took her into a shop, and I said, hey, I'm looking for some information on a passenger who I think is related to me. And I said, my name is Max Billington. They cringed just hearing the name Billington. Mm. And it's hilarious because if you look at the history, the Billingtons got the Pilgrims through Thanksgiving. But no one learns that. What they learn is this story of Squanto, and they learn the story of Francis Billington and running away and doing all this and almost sinking the Mayflower and all that because it was a fake news. It was yellow journalism. It was everything they could spin around to make them look bad.
Right. Now, for more than two centuries after that first Thanksgiving celebration, I guess you can call it. Thanksgiving was celebrated yearly for close to 200 years in various colonies and states, but it wasn't until 1863, which is pretty much smack bang, I think, right in the middle of the Civil War, that...
Well, it was just before A1 steak sauce decided, right. You know what? We're in the middle of a civil war, but you know what? This country needs a good steak sauce.
Yeah, so Lincoln actually then proclaimed a national Thanksgiving Day to be held each November. Now, I was looking back at the menu for the first Thanksgiving, and it sounds pretty good to me, except for the last thing in there. So there was lobster.
Lobster. Nice. Lobster's good. I'm with that.
Yeah. Seal. I can't say I've tried that.
No, I'm going to have to disagree with you on the seal. I have never ate seal, but I don't want to.
Some people say you can't beat a good seal, but the Norwegian seal colors have a difference of opinion on that.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Deer, so I'm up for that.
Oh, love venison. Yeah. Venison's great.
Yeah. And lastly, the bastard of the bird world. Swans, wankers.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I mean, I'd rather eat a swan than a turkey.
Really?
I mean, they gotta taste similar,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you figure it might be a bit like duck, because for many people who haven't had duck, duck's lovely. Crispy duck and duck meat is good. Yeah, it's different anyway. So anyway, this feast lasted for like 3 days, so I can imagine it was... you know, a bit of a party, but today nearly 90% of American families eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Sure. So yeah, it's always
gone
about
from,
the
gone
turkey.
Gone away from the seals and the swans, and
right.
Which I would have thought, you know, might have been a little more amusing to have at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but but who doesn't like to eat a good turkey at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the... television program, especially around American football, you know, everybody's talking about turkey. It's the turkey legs, you know, that turkey dish is always that centered around football. And also, you know, you have the White House that pardons a turkey every year. So it's always centered around turkey, but it's always also about how you cook that turkey.
Yeah. I think that turkey gets pardoned for about 2 weeks. I don't think there's like a turkey.
Oh, I think you're giving him
Pleasantville somewhere.
Yeah, I think you're giving him too much. It's like, I'm going to pardon you. Yeah. And that turkey's like, oh, look at me go. Yeah. And like, okay, are the cameras off? Yeah. Okay, the cameras are off. Okay, let's slaughter that turkey. Yeah, let's go ahead and eat that turkey.
Now, I mean, Thanksgiving parades are normally pretty popular in a lot of states, specifically in New York, the Macy's Parade. But I think Governor Hitler might shut that one down.
Well, you know what? We could probably do a whole podcast on parades and how ridiculous they are now. Yeah. But, you know, here's the terrible thing about Thanksgiving with me. You know, my family, they always want to wake up and they want to turn on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I've never watched it.
Please, I don't want to watch this. I've been smoking a turkey most of the night to feed y'all, and now that y'all got out of bed, now I have to watch this terrible crap of, you know, some high school band somewhere that's going to play a song, or I'm going to have to watch some pop music singer lip sync to something terrible. I hate seeing any of that. And then it's like, oh, well, Santa Claus is coming, you know, an hour and a half from now. Oh, Santa Claus is going to come at the end of this parade. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, well, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. This is one of those things that we just need to do away with.
If you enjoy it, we're getting rid of it.
Yeah, but even if you look at the COVID thing, because you know the Thanksgiving Day parade is probably going to suck, even if they have it. And of course, we haven't done our research, but my guess is we're probably not going to have it. It's probably time to get rid of it. Nobody cares.
Well, I
no one really cares about this parade.
Well, I figured if they have some rioting and looting kind of prior to the parade starting, they can then call it a mostly peaceful Thanksgiving parade, and then it will be allowed to go ahead.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be fun to riot and loot right in the middle of the parade and just start attacking people in the parade and just see how they could defend themselves? Like, oh, I've got a flute, I got a French horn, I'm going to smack you in the head. You know, these little band geeks that are 10th graders from some high school that all of a sudden they're marching in this parade and some random person comes up and starts smacking them in the head.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the time to get rid of that parade. I mean, who cares about parades anymore?
Yeah, if anybody's listening who thinks the Shepherd is serious about that,
I'm totally serious.
He has been watching a lot of futuristic dystopian movies where the entertainment is generally based around fights to the death and stuff like that. And he's just trying to push it forward a few. He actually thought The Purge was a documentary. So
I did, until you explained to me that was fiction.
Yeah, but actually there are people who complain about Thanksgiving on a, you know, significant basis. I mean, since 1970. 1970, protesters gather on Thanksgiving at the top of Coles Hill, which overlooks Plymouth Rock.
Okay.
And they commemorate it as a national day of mourning.
Mm.
So they go out there, get all miserable, and then go home to the family and eat turkey.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it.
Pretty much.
I bet they don't kind of like, I doubt they feel so strongly about it that they, you know, eradicate themselves from the Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm sure they're hoping some local network station shows up to film them so they can make the news.
And then they can leave immediately.
Yeah. And that's it. It's like, hey, look, you know, we can't let this last more than about 30 minutes because we got the turkey in the oven. We got to go check on this. So can we go ahead and film this, wrap this up, you know, to put on a good show? Because we still got to go eat our Thanksgiving dinner.
I doubt it's actually a national day of mourning. It's more like a national two-hour window in the morning of mourning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, it amazed me, actually, that Thanksgiving in its various forms had existed around the world long before it was here. But then I thought about it and thought about, you know, all the pagan celebrations and, you know, the, you know, end of summer and all this type of stuff, that maybe it's not that unusual.
Kind of the the end of harvest or whatever it is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the separatists who came over on the Mayflower and the Puritans who, you know, came a little bit after, I mean, they brought with them a lot of feasting and celebration holidays, which, you know, is to thank God for the harvest. So, I mean, it did have its roots. You know, it wasn't like when they were sitting down with the Native Americans, there was kind of like, what should we do then? Oh, and somebody came out with the idea of let's have a feast. I think it's, you know, quite a common thing for them to celebrate
and,
the harvest.
And kind of ironic that you call them separatist. And maybe that's how in England y'all looked at it. Over here, they were always called the strangers. Mm. They were the strangers. They were not part of the Puritans. Yeah. They were not part of the Pilgrims. They were the strangers. They were always looked at as this bizarre sect of people that just kind of, hey, everybody wants to come over here, but we don't have a full ship, so let's put some other people on here. And they're looked at in the United States as strangers, not separatists.
You see,
actually sounds a little bit nicer than strangers.
Well, I can't get, whenever I hear that word, separatists, I can't get the image of those funny-looking people in The Phantom Menace, first Star Wars movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of political stuff in there.
Blockades for the trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Federation, all that.
You know, it depended on how many gray hairs were in George Lucas's beard when he wrote that.
Yeah. Now, also, I mean, in ancient times, the Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans feasted and paid tribute to their gods after the full harvest. So, I mean, this has been obviously a thing for thousands of years, you know, I mean, it's nothing new.
This was not invented. It was a time to say, hey, you know, we've done good. Let's celebrate the fact that we did good. We're all sitting around. We're still alive. You know, we didn't starve to death. So I guess that's something to be thankful for.
Right.
So, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and I mean, historians did actually note that the Native Americans traditionally commemorated the full harvest with feasting and merrymaking, you know, long before the Europeans came over and basically ruined crap.
Yeah, I mean, that's a white people problem.
Yeah, I mean, we
ruin that, right?
I mean, even Canada had its own form of Thanksgiving celebration about 40 years before, you know, America had its first one. You know, the Germans have one. I think that's mainly drinking a lot of beer.
So was it in November? Because, I mean, Oktoberfest is all about, you know, sitting there and drinking beer in October. Yeah. So are the Germans saying, well, now November's here, we're just thankful we're still alive. We didn't kill ourselves because we just drank ourselves silly in October.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, it's called Unte Dankfest, which basically just means the harvest festival of thanks.
Well, so that's a typical word that we all use in our daily language.
So, I mean, that is, you know, around the same time, I guess, the end of the harvest. But
sure.
But going even further, I mean, Japan has some type of festival called Kinro Kanshi no Hai.
And I'm sure that is such correct pronunciation.
Well, it's authentic. I've been using one of those language learning apps.
Oh.
On the iPhone.
Are you on the Babbel app?
No.
No?
I think I'm using that one with an owl on it. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh,
speak like an owl in different languages.
Ooh.
Is that Dutch? Is that Dutch
Ooh.
Owl? So anyway, yeah, they've got that. And it's basically called Labor Thanksgiving Day. Although it's rumored that the ever-growing robot production lines want to cancel it, so because they still have to work on.
Oh, here we go back with the robots.
Yeah, they have to work on that day, that Labor Thanksgiving Day. Those robots don't get that day off.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Right.
You know, we should support the robots a little bit more.
Yeah.
They're trying to help us out.
They're doing their best.
They are. They are. There's only so much the robots can do.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's not hurt the robots.
Right.
I mean, we need to support robot rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially robots who don't know whether they're androids or cyborgs.
Yeah.
If they're in that kind of like...
I
don't know what word to use. Maybe trans? Is that switch between being a cyborg
but
and an android?
But we don't
want
to confuse the robots because we don't want them going to meetings trying to figure out what kind of robot they are.
Right.
We need them to self-identify.
Well, if you've got a robot who's main job is supposed to be, I don't know, maybe putting windshield wipers on a car.
Okay.
I don't want it self-identifying as a burger flipper for a fast food restaurant, because that's just not going
to
work.
You know what? Maybe that robot wants to simplify its life and said, you know, there's too much pressure of putting the windshield wipers on cars. Because what if those windshield wipers don't work correctly and I kill a family? But if I flip a burger wrong, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure to put on a robot.
Maybe. I'm also thinking that when you're working for a minimum wage of zero, that is a lot of time to sit around and kind of contemplate whether there might be a better career.
I mean, can you imagine a robot sitting there having a podcast trying to talk through this stuff? Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a rough life being a robot.
Yeah. Now, what are you thankful for this year other than the murder hornets?
Honestly, I'm thankful for mantis shrimps.
Yeah.
I love mantis shrimps. I'm still trying to figure out a way to create a fish tank in my house that is full of nothing but mantis shrimps. Whoa. And I want to sit in front of that fish tank and watch the mantis shrimps just be mantis shrimps.
Yeah.
I want to talk to them. I want to say, hey, what's it like to be a mantis shrimp? I would really like to be a mantis shrimp. You have all the power in the universe. You can change global warming. You are so powerful. That is what I'm thankful for.
Yeah, and
I'm thankful for the NFC East this year with the Dallas Cowboys, that the Dallas Cowboys have a 2-7 record, I think is what it is, and they're still close to being able to be in the playoffs. I'm thankful for the fact that I can walk around in the great state of Texas and we're not afraid of the Rona. And even though we've talked about a vaccine and everything else, I still get to do what I want to do and I still have liberties and freedoms. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Going back to the mantis shrimp, to our listeners, this is once again a good reason why you shouldn't sit down and drink a lot of beer and watch SpongeBob SquarePants.
True.
Yeah. Because again, we thought part of it, along with that Octonauts episode, was almost like a documentary.
Yeah, it very much was.
Well, according to one of those...
Well, wait. You asked me what I'm thankful for here in 2020.
Why was it first?
But what are you thankful for in 2020? I'm throwing you a curveball now. Right. What are you thankful for in 2020?
Oof.
That sucks, right? Yeah. That sucks. You know, you hit me with that one, and I had to try to figure it out.
The Xbox Series X is coming out towards the end of the year. Looking forward to that.
But you know what? You and I talked about that before off the air, and we already decided we're not going to pre-order. We're not going to get it right at the same time. So. No, you got to do something better than that. Okay. What are you thankful for in 2020?
We finally got rid of the cat.
Yeah, but the cat died.
No, the cat's still alive and kicking, but now lives like in Dallas somewhere.
We're talking about Konami, right?
No, not that one.
Oh,
the black one who lived in the house.
Oh.
That one who used to bite you.
Dude, too many cats. It's so hard to keep track of cats. I mean, you realize there's my family, then there's random spiders that walk around the house, and then somewhere below that is cats. Mm. So that's how much I care about the cats.
Well, some cats. We loved Konami.
Yes.
She was a wonderful
We
cat.
Miss Konami. Rest in peace, Konami.
But
you got to...
Cat was an a-hole.
Okay, so you... You got to have something else. You got to have something else that you're thankful for in 2020.
We got rid of Hulu and switched to Peacock.
Okay.
Better programs to watch for less money and no... Well, yeah, there are a lot of adverts still, but I like that. Got a new phone.
Okay.
Um, Yeah, that pretty much
sums up 2020. Not much to be thankful for. Well, I mean, we're barely alive, and we have a podcast, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm thankful for the podcast.
I don't know if
gives
I
us
am. Some,
gives us something else to kind of concentrate on.
Because you make me feel so dumb on the podcast. I don't know if I'm thankful for it.
Well, it's not like I ask you questions you've got no chance of guessing. But on that note, if I did, what percentage of corona transmissions do you think take place in the home?
In the home. So we're talking about family members, right?
I don't know what visitors you might have.
I don't know. I mean, it should be family members in the home. But okay. So I'm going to guess somewhere 33%.
70%.
Ah, here we go again.
I can't remember which one of the BS organizations, whether it's the WHO or CDC, said it, but they say it takes place in the home. Is this your Transylvanian howl?
You got to be careful with owls.
Yeah. So, anyways, there's literally some state governors and mayors from the usual places that are basically trying to cancel Thanksgiving. You know, pretty much make it
cancel Thanksgiving. Yeah. How are they going to cancel Thanksgiving? What are they going to do to cancel Thanksgiving?
Well, if they can't cancel it, they're going to make it about as much fun as a Zoom live feed of Auntie Nora's hysterectomy. The tips include no singing, which shouldn't hurt.
Okay, so
many families. I don't know any families who actually sing it.
So I will agree with that rule, especially with the podcast, because you try to sing all the time. So I'm going to say I agree with the no singing. You like to sing. So, I'm in agreement with that. Not a bad rule.
Well, I'm still going to call you and sing over Zooms. Sit at separate tables. That's the next bit of advice, which would please a lot of people.
Sit at separate tables. Yeah. Okay, so if I'm following you, you're going to Thanksgiving dinner, and let's use 8 people, right? So 8 people are at Thanksgiving dinner sitting at separate tables.
Yeah.
I think I kind of like that. I'm sitting at my own table. You know what? I'm going to drag my table into the living room and watch football.
Yeah.
That's what I've always wanted to do.
Right.
You know, I don't want to sit at the table and try to lean my head around trying to listen to what's going on with the football game. So, okay, so far, yeah, I'm 2 for 2 of the new rules with Thanksgiving.
Well, I wonder if they're going to expand it to you have to sit in separate rooms, because that could be...
That might be nice, though.
Hey, pass the gravy! No!
But once again, so far, I'm good with this.
Reduce gatherings to no more than 8 people, which is going to be difficult for you, because you've got your wife and 4 kids.
Yeah, so I mean, we're 8 people in my family.
You can have your mom and your dad, and that's it.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of liking these new rules. You know, I don't have to put up with anybody else. I don't have to smoke a turkey for anybody else. It might be kind of nice to just feed my family and ignore everybody else. So I'm sitting at my private little table watching the football game. Okay. So you're not changing my mind on this. Right.
So wear a mask in between eight food.
Okay. They're okay. So you were saving that. No, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm sorry. Not going to do that. I'm not an anti-masker. You know, if you want to wear a mask and, I have to wear a mask whenever I walk into a store, all that's fine. But you know what? I'm not wearing a mask in my own house, around my own family. So we finally found the divide.
Well, actually, Governor Cuomo of New York advised that all family gatherings, including Thanksgiving and Christmas, shouldn't even take place. Wants to cancel Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah. depending on how terrible your family is, maybe there's something to that. But if your family's that terrible, then you ought to kind of take a close look at your life.
Well, I mean, if you're keeping gatherings down to 8, you can obviously exclude the ones who you don't really like that much, for one. But also, I also thought that the best thing about if they do ban Thanksgiving in person and you have to do it like over Zoom and stuff is not having to smell your grandparents' farts while watching the football.
Yeah, but can you imagine, you know, your parents, if you're, you know, of a certain age, like you and I, or if you're younger, if you're a teenager, early 20s, your grandparents, trying to explain to them Zoom and the fact that, hey, Grandpa, you're on mute. You're on mute.
Put some clothes on, Grandpa.
You've got to click this. Uncle Tom, please stop doing that. We can see you on the video, and this is really inappropriate. What you are doing on this video. No, you shouldn't do this. Yeah. Stop looking at your other monitor of the video you're watching. This is totally inappropriate for Thanksgiving. We should not be doing this. Yeah. I can see all that going on.
I don't know, if you've got a relative like that, maybe you should ban them from Thanksgiving.
Maybe I am the relative that does this. Let's be honest, maybe you're the relative that does this as well. Mm. You know, so as an English person, looking at the fact that, you know, Thanksgiving is this celebration when you had the Puritans and you had the strangers, they came over. They're fleeing the horrible aspects of England. When you were living over there and you knew that Americans were celebrating Thanksgiving and you're sitting over there in England knowing you don't have a Thanksgiving, what did you think about Thanksgiving while we're celebrating this? We take a day off and then, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, we take that off. How did the English think about Thanksgiving?
Well, firstly, we were never taught about Thanksgiving in schools anyway, so we didn't know about it. The only way we found out about it was through movies.
But you did know that the Americans were over here celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yeah, only through movies and stuff like Charlie Brown and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I mean, we don't generally have quite as much to be thankful for in England. So, I mean, Thanksgiving, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving Day. It'd mainly like be a period between 12:30 and 1 p.m. But no, I mean, it wasn't something we kind of missed because we have our own celebrations over there, which, you know, a little bit different. And I guess you just get used to, you know, what's normal in that respect. And so, you know, I do like the idea of Thanksgiving. I have enjoyed all my Thanksgiving, you know, occasions mostly since I've been over here. But yeah, it wasn't something we really thought about that much. In fact, until you had the, you know, normal movies and cartoons came out, we never thought about it until they suddenly appeared on TV and thought, oh, it must be Thanksgiving in, you know, United States.
But over in England, did you ever, you know, in history or whatever, was there ever something said about the quote-unquote pilgrims that hopped on the Mayflower and came over here? Or was that just ignored?
No, it's ignored.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just...
It makes sense.
You just turned up here somehow and that was it. I think that's about the legitimate coverage the whole event got. You turned up here and formed a country, and that's actually probably more knowledge than they actually give you in school about Thanksgiving and the founding of a nation.
Yeah, well, of course, that could be argued. It's not necessarily the pilgrims that founded the nation and all that, but it's kind of a surprise because that's such a big aspect of American culture, Thanksgiving. You know, there's always the stories. You put the little black hat on your head with the buckle on the front that the Puritans supposedly wore.
And go burn now, a few witches.
Yeah, and now we prove that that's not actually how they dressed, and all that crazy stuff. And, you know, the Indians or the Native Americans, to be politically correct, said, hey, you know, we don't want you to starve, and we're going to have this big feast and all that stuff. And now it's more turned into, like you said before, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys playing a football game. We're going to smoke a turkey. We're going to do this. And then, let's be honest, most people don't even really care that much about Thanksgiving. They care more about Black Friday. They care about what stores are going to be open. Where can we rush in there and exercise our rights as Americans to try to find those great deals for Christmas, right, and just maul over people and say, I want to get that $299 big TV and I'm going to knock you out just so I can go into Walmart and get this TV. Yeah. And that's now what we look at with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My wife will look at the Black Friday deals like, oh, well, maybe I should go to Target. Maybe I should go to Walmart. Maybe I should go do this. You know, one of the kids wants this for Christmas, so if I go there at midnight, I can run in there and get this great deal. I think that's where Thanksgiving has went to now. Yeah. It's more of a shopping day. It's like, let's go ahead and eat a bunch of turkey. Let's eat kind of a halfway good home-cooked meal. So we've got that energy. We got that protein running through our system so we can run out to a store and run over everybody to try to get a good deal for Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually more of a reason to kind of overeat so you have enough energy to kick somebody in the face to steal the last cheap TV from Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, that, let's be honest, that's where it is. So with that, we're going to shut this one down, and we truly appreciate all of y'all supporting us. Hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on the next one.